What's going on, everybody? You've got the Cardboard Coach here with your boy, Coach Co. And team, today we've got a very special guest on the podcast here. We've got Rick from Ignacio Collection. Don't try to spell that if you're not Portuguese. How you doing today, Rick?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, man. First off, I want to say shout out to the Portuguese community. It's crazy, especially in Toronto. There's a ton of us. And I'm sure globally right. There is too, but passionate collectors. Portuguese people are passionate in general. And you definitely come to mind probably first when it comes to like passionate Portuguese collectors, which is actually one of the reasons why I wanted to get you on the podcast. You know, in this current state of the hobby with so much talk about like this card's up and this card's down and you know, a lot of focus on ultra modern and bounties and all this stuff. I mean, you've managed to go zag while everyone else is zigging. And I really appreciate that. I think we should highlight that. I want to talk more about it. So thank you so much for jumping on the podcast.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks. Thanks again for having me here.
Of course, man. So talk to me a little bit about your involvement in the space. So like, when did it start? When did it start to kind of like take off a little bit more for you? Like, give me some background here.
So, you know, as you all know, when Portugal won the Euro in 2016, you know, before that, I barely had nothing, maybe a jersey or two, you know, maybe a card or a newspaper or something from before. But ever since the 2016 Euros, ever since they won, you know, I just started shopping around on eBay, seeing what's out there. Cards, there weren't many out till pretty much after the Euro Cup when they won. But, you know, there was newspapers, there was tickets, anything during the Euro 2016, I started collecting. You know, there was memorabilia from Coca-Cola, Carlsberg. I mean, you name it. I knew somebody that was working at one of the stadiums at the restaurant there. So, you know, he hooked me up with, you know, napkins, cup coasters, beer tabs, anything that had the Euro 2016 logo on it is when I started purchasing a lot of that kind of stuff. And then as time started going forward, I noticed Panini started coming out with some insert cards. I started collecting those. Also, you know, one time pretty much started, I was in my honeymoon. I was there laying in bed. I was scrolling through eBay and I seen a Prism Gold Euro 2016 card, which was numbered to 10. And, you know, I believe at that time it was only like $200. And so, you know, I bought it and, you know, I'm there laying in bed, like, you know, I just can't believe I wasted my wedding money on a sports card. And then, you know, here we are today, you know, Prism Golds are, you know, high up there. And, you know, I just got a whole bunch of cards, newspapers, memorabilia, pretty much anything with the 2016 background on it is something I've been collecting from the start.
I fucking love that. We just had someone on the podcast talking about high value magazines. Good friend of mine, Brad Seymour, Sports Illustrated. We're in a completely different realm with you where, like I said, I love featuring people who just decided to collect whatever the hell they want, you know? Yeah. And like 2016, there's not a lot of hype in the hobby, you know, like you literally were on your honeymoon scrolling through eBay. Like, I love that story. I think it's so cool that you got like napkin holders and just like the most random stuff, but really to kind of commemorate a very special moment in your life,
right?
And mine too, truthfully. Honestly, I don't even, it's like that day was a blur. Like I remember watching the game and first of all, just like going into the game and like us being in a final is just like crazy because I almost couldn't imagine stuff like that. Like I grew up with a lot of Italian people. I'm sure you did as well. And like they won stuff, you know, quite regularly. And as a, you know, as a Portuguese person and especially like a Toronto Maple Leafs fan, like I just feel like we never win anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going into final against France. Obviously we're in the underdogs here. Ronaldo gets injured in like the 20th minute. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like I see him crying. I'm ready to cry. You know, like the butterfly of death falls on this guy's face. And like after that victory, like it was just like unbelievable. Like I'll never forget that moment. And the fact that like you've found so many different ways to like kind of commemorate that is really kind of special.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we do have another day like this where, where they win either the Euro or the World Cup. But, having Ronaldo being on his last few, I don't know, days, months, years, whatever he's got left in him. I mean, it's always nice to have something since he's playing still, have something about him to collect. I mean, I have it's funny, I have some tickets coming in today graded. So, a lot of them are the Ronaldo stuff, but I have pretty much, every record of Ronaldo when he played for Sporting, his first yellow, his first assist, first goal, first debut, pretty much anything that was a debut or anything that had to do with Sporting, I pretty much have a ticket of it. And sometimes I like to take it a step further where his last game for Sporting when he played against Manchester, it's not just to have the ticket, but it's also good to have, the newspaper the day of that game, the day after that game. I also have coins. I also have, like you said earlier, somebody with magazines. I also have, programs with, with his last game. So, sometimes it's not just about having that certain card of, the Euro 2016 championship. I always like to take it a little bit further and collect stuff around that time.
I again like I love that, man. Like, 'cause you really kind of create this little space where you can step into it and really be immersed in like what just happened. And especially when it comes to the fact that you're a Sporting fan and managed to see Ronaldo from like his day one and Portuguese and like really the greatest player of all time.
Yeah,
You
correct.
know, go through his whole career and you've been with him from the get-go. So I think that this is a pretty special story for you. Like, I mean, talk to me about that.
Yeah, so even with the Ronaldo, we contacted his museum one time. We just sent an email to them, just to see what they would reply or if even if they would reply. I sent some photos of what I had. They did get back to me in a few days. They were interested in some stuff that I had. Everything was good. I was getting ready to ship, and last minute I asked, down the road if I ever wanted my stuff back, would it ever be sent back to me? And they said no, they would keep it and not give it back to me. So from there, I decided not to give, or I didn't ship anything to the museum. I mean, I have it stored in a place where nobody sees it, but it's always nice to have it somewhere else where other people or fans can see it. But fortunately, the deal didn't work out because they wouldn't give it back to me. So I
Yeah, I think that
just
would have been pretty
had
special to
to.
like be able to display that for the masses, right? Like especially because it sounds like you've amassed quite the collection.
Yeah, I can be here all day showing you off what I have and whatnot. And again, this is why I did come up with the website. Every day I'm scanning newspapers or taking photos of stuff that obviously doesn't fit on the scanner to put it up on the website there. But I mean,
Talk to me about that.
even
Like,
with
where was, sorry, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Keep going. We'll ask the question afterwards.
I mean, just in general, even with the tickets, I mean, most tickets nowadays to go to any event or e-tickets, either you got to print it at home or something you got to show on your phone. But it's funny I bring that up because I just last night, I believe they're bringing back hard ticket copies in the NBA. I've heard the Celtics and I think Phoenix Suns are bringing back hard tickets. I mean, I don't collect anything basketball, but it would be nice to see with the World Cup coming here in a few years that the hard tickets will be back. And fun to collect for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on here publicly for probably like the last year or so, just like yelling from the rooftops about tickets because I think everybody collects tickets. I think there's a reason why the NBA is shifting back, and it's because, everyone has, my girlfriend has like old tickets from her first concert ever. Like, people just like tickets and the memories that come with that tiny little
Right.
stub. Like it's just like
Yeah.
f packed full of memories. And you know, it's like we've talked about these before. Like this is like Deku's debut over here, which was like it's actually really cool because he is Brazilian and he debuted against Brazil and scored in his first match. You know, it's like I remember seeing him come up. I remember seeing him score his first goal. Anytime Portugal plays Brazil, that's massive. So I was like, man, that is so cool. And then when I was in Florida for Hobby Slam, you know, I was talking to someone who had a bunch of Type 1 photos and we were just chatting, right? I was like, oh man, this is like very cool stuff. Like, I want to talk to this person. Like, what was your process in acquiring some of this stuff? He had like Type 1 photos from like Martin Luther King's like some of his early speeches. And I'm like, man, this is like the stuff that it's not a CJ Stroud PSA 10 silver. It's
Yeah.
not like a like an easily transacted thing. When it comes to establishing value, it's so hard, you know? Like it's like literally whatever the right person finds, like whatever I paid, I'll give you like a little bit better because it's not
Yeah.
like I'll pass it along. You know what I mean? Like it's just a very different market when you're talking about like things that are going to potentially forever homes. And he pulls out like Ronaldo's debut goal for
Wow.
Sporting. And I was like, I can't believe the way that things just lined up here. You know what I mean? Like, he's like, oh, you're Portuguese? I was like, oh, he's like, oh, he didn't have like a ton of. And the next day, he said he was going to bring more stuff. That's where I got the deco from as well. But it was a collection he had bought on Facebook, I think, from a Porto fan. And so I got probably 20 or 30 Porto ticket stubs. And I was like, well, what are the chances that this guy. It, like I'm in Miami right now, just like at a card show, but happened to find this person with Type 1 photos, strike a conversation with him, and he's got tickets for my favorite team from like 1960 or no, sorry, like 19 like 83, 1987. Like there weren't a ton of notable games, but it was like so cool to have stuff from like even before my watching days or my
Yeah.
time in general, you know? So and you just kind of never know what you're going to find if you're open to it, and especially when you're exploring new markets. Talk to me about like what is the coolest thing you found in like a random place?
Ooh. I mean, a lot of the stuff I purchase is either from Portuguese soccer groups on Facebook there, or I have a few friends that live in Portugal. You know, they do find the oddest things. I understand, you know, the card market in Portugal is completely different from what it is in Canada or the US. You know, a lot of people don't grade stuff there. You know, they just keep everything in binders and whatnot. So I mean, as most people know, when I do collect cards, they have to be obviously a Portuguese card, and it has to be numbered one. So if there's like a 10,
Cool.
you know, numbered up to 10, and somebody has number 2 and 3 and 4, I will not buy it. It has to be number one. So out of all the shows I've done here in Canada at the expo, the local card shops and stuff, I managed to find only one card that was numbered one. And you know, us being having, you know, the biggest expo here in Canada, I barely buy anything there. It's really hard to find. You know, you were very lucky to find a sporting ticket. You know, you've been to the expo. You know, how many times have you find tickets there? And especially being, you know, soccer, which, you know, not many soccer stuff there, and then to find a sporting ticket, which is Ronaldo's first goal, I believe you said, is, you know, that's very rare. And the tick, by the looks of it, the ticket looks really good. I mean, the black ink is still there.
I
A lot
know.
of times
No,
they are faded.
it's a pretty nice ticket, I'm not gonna lie. So,
Yeah, I
how
don't
do you
collect
establish,
many.
pardon?
Sorry, I don't. There's not very many people collecting like yourselves tickets. You know, when you told me you went to Miami and you sent me those pictures, I was very, very surprised, because all of my tickets that I bought were through people in Portugal that, you know, they've been sitting either in their basements for the longest time and stuff. It's just, you know, tickets are hard to find, because, you know, at the time, you know, it's not something you would buy online. They would mail it to your house or anything like that. It's, you know, back then the tickets were pretty huge. You would buy the tickets, you would fold them, put them in your back pocket, in your wallet, you know, stash them at home for a week or two till the game comes in, bring it, you know, they rip half the ticket, and you know, It's what makes it very rare is to find a good ticket. It's not like modern cards now where somebody pulls out, a high-end card and get it sent out to get a grade right away. The tickets,
Instantly. Yeah. It was
yeah,
like,
the
well,
tickets are
because like
very
tickets have like
hard.
use case, right? Like you're meant to use it. A lot of them have like in and out privileges. Do you know what I mean? Like, so if you don't have your ticket when you go to the bathroom, you can't come into your section. So like, again, it's like multiple people handling that thing. So like finding one like that's in pretty good shape is so incredibly challenging.
Yeah, it's correct. I mean, a lot of people ask me, why would you get a ticket graded? Comes back a one or two. I mean, a one or two, it is low, but for a ticket, again, to being passed around, being ripped, back pocket, in your wallet. And a lot of times people after the game, once they're sitting down, they'll rip the ticket and just throw it away. How many times do the people actually get back home and keep it, stored somewhere at home? It's very rare.
Like I have a Ronaldo first Champions League goal. So obviously for Man U, and it's like a PSA 1. Condition is pretty good. Obviously it's split because someone bent it and then, but the pop count's like 45. Like there's just not a lot of them graded, you know? So and same thing when I was talking to Brad last week. Like Brad, he's like, there's only 35,000 magazines graded ever. And so, like, when you're talking about such small numbers, the amount of fans there are for some of these pieces, I mean, for me, we're not on here selling tickets to anybody. Do you know? Like, I'm not selling my tickets, but I'm just saying, like, for me, it's a no-brainer. I'm like, this is such a cool piece. This is something that reminds me of the moment, which is the most important, because I remember Ronaldo's first goal. For Sporting and in the Champions League. I'm Portuguese. This is a guy that I've followed throughout my whole career. This is a guy who has the most goals of all time. Like it just checks so many boxes for me where I'm like, man, this is like, hell yeah. Give me this versus, I'd pay $1,000 for a ticket or $600 for a ticket or $500 for a ticket that I've never seen before versus spending $1,000 on a Connor McDavid Young Gun PSA 9 or something that there's 12,793 of, you know what I mean? Like, but that's just me personally. And that's why I think it's like, it's cool to talk about other segments of the market like yourself, because like, you're just not involved in that like highly transacted stuff ever. So I think my question to you is, how do you establish values for some of these things? So like, if you're going to buy something, how do you decide like this is too high? Like,
So I mean it's tickets are they as hard as they are already to find. It's
but even like a cup or a napkin hole, like how do you decide that like this is too expensive or like maybe I'm overpaying for this?
Well, like they say, right? Memories are priceless, right? So, when Portugal did win the Euro Cup, and bringing some napkins. I even have food menus of the finals of for people in the corporate section. It's not like everybody's gonna sell it. Everybody has one they're trying to sell. It's very, very rare, and I'm sure the person who's selling it knows, you're not gonna find this, beer tap from Carlsberg that was, from a bar, in the restaurant and whatnot. You're not gonna find it anywhere else. So, sometimes, it's hard to give it a value, of course, but again, sometimes I do pay top dollar because it's just memories. So, I do see it every once in a while. I'll look through my collection and, just remember that certain day that Portugal won the Euro.
I like that. Talk to me about Ignacio collection. Why Ignacio? What does Ignacio mean for those people who don't know?
So Ignacio is just my last name. I originally had an Instagram name. I believe it was one of one Portugal cards, and then my brother's like, "Oh, why don't you just change it to Ignacio Collections," which is my last name, and then Collections, of course, is there's many of the stuff I have. And like yourself now, I'm just starting to collect tickets, and just very hard to find them nowadays. And you also gotta understand, yes, a lot of these tickets from Ronaldo came from Portugal, but at the same time, when Ronaldo's playing away game, somewhere, for example, I have a game from Iceland, How many friends do I have from Iceland? Probably none. But to find his 200th game ticket is very, very rare. And the way I found it was, at the time, they had the name of the stadium. I forgot the name of the stadium it was, but anyways, I went through Instagram. I searched the stadium name. I searched who was there at the game, because you can tag yourself saying you're at the stadium. So I kind of messaged, there's like five or six different people. I'm like, hey, I'm a collector. If you have a certain, if you have today's game ticket, I would like to buy it. A lot of people didn't reply. Some people replied it was e-tickets, but there was the one person who worked for the airline. He said, yeah, I have a paper copy of it, a hard ticket. They only give maybe five or six to our company to watch the game. I believe he was the only one that actually went to the game. So, I paid, I think it was like $30 for, Ronaldo's 200th game, which till today, PSA, it's the only one ever graded. So.
That is insane. It's also the second time I've heard a story like this. Do you know that? It's
Yeah.
crazy. The guy I got these tickets off of, I asked him, how do you typically get tickets? And he's like, I will message someone, I'll go and I'll search up the stadium and I'll check the
Yeah.
tags. And he's like, I'll look at their stories and stuff. And if they posted a story, I'm in their DMs asking them to buy their tickets.
That's me. That's exactly what I have.
That is
Yeah.
incredible. Do you know that? That is crazy. I can't believe that. I mean, it's genius. And I think that, anyone listening can obviously take this idea as well. But like if there's a special moment for you, maybe there's like a goal that you remember, or you're watching a game with their kid or something like that, and you're like, I kind of want to immortalize this. I wasn't there, but I want like a keepsake item from this. Like, I mean, reach out to someone who was there, like see what happens. Obviously, it's a little different now. You and I talked about the dynamic is different in terms of ticket subs aren't just readily available anymore, or tickets for games. But there's still some sports that do some hard copy tickets, and same thing with the concerts and stuff of that nature. So I commend you for going above and beyond to acquire some of these pieces, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's the struggle to find them, and you find it is what makes it very, it hard to get, which is, the whole purpose. With cards, if you want to find your, a Prism Ronaldo, there's millions of them out there. But to go for the hunt, to find the certain date, to find a certain game, and it's just unbelievable. And when you find it, I mean, just the other day, I completed the set of every Portugal soccer player that had four goals. I think there was four or five players. And then I just completed every Ronaldo's hat trick, which was 10 of them for Portugal. So I just completed that as well. So, it's always a struggle to find it. And when you find it, it's almost like, you won the lotto, right? You're just so happy to actually have
I
that
love
missing
this.
piece.
There's so many sets that you're building out, which is just so
Yeah.
cool. Man, this is crazy. What's next? Like, what are you looking to, obviously, like Ronaldo's coming to his last days. Like, how do you anticipate your collecting is going to change when he retires?
I mean, hopefully he doesn't retire soon. I mean, I want him to retire soon this way I can stop buying, so many stuff of his. But at the same time, even when he does retire, there's going to be tons of cards of his and stuff. But obviously the tickets will end, and magazines or newspapers, newspapers are always, fun to have. It's only, a dollar or two in Portugal. But, again, it's all about the memories to have, the Euro 2016. The newspaper, the local newspaper, the French newspaper. And for me, what's next? I don't know. I mean, not really a big fan of the new stuff with the new cards. And I'm, watching your videos, it really been helping me out to, what's going on in the hobby, and if I'm missing something out, always watch your videos, always, up to date on what's going on with the hobbies. And I mean, just with the new cards and stuff, just not, it's just not for me. I mean, with all the scams going on, people taking photos of boxes, knowing what's in there, and I mean, to be honest, I don't even know what's next. Maybe just to keep his older rookie stuff, finding his maybe more tickets or
Yeah.
anything from the past from Sporting, which is always good.
Did you ever collect stickers?
Stickers as in like soccer stickers for
Like, did you ever do the books and stuff?
I do. I've been posting some lately. I've been finding some rare stickers. Again, all people from Portugal. I'm not sure if they know exactly the value of some of this stuff, but just the other day I got a Charisma
I saw
Bella.
that.
Yeah, so the story with that is I believe they were sold in bread, or when you buy a piece of bread, they'll come in it, but the sticker will be folded in half. Other times is if you call Panini at the time, they will mail you, mail in rebates type of thing. They'll send you one, and I was so happy to get a 10, which is very rare because he's only got one PSA 10 from 16 plus. So anything from his rookie year, you won't find anything.
That was my god growing up, man. That was
He's such an. I mean. I love the older stuff because, again, the new stuff, yeah, you find them in packs, you open them, you don't know what you're going to get. With the older stuff, there would be commercials, run to your local Portuguese grocery store, you buy chocolates, you buy cake, you buy something, you'll find a sticker of a soccer player. And even with Ronaldo's rookie stickers from Panini, in the center fold, there was a collection of same thing with Charisma on there. There was, I believe, 11 Nutella stickers. You'd only find them in the Nutella jar underneath, so you'd have to buy, 11 Nutella jars, hopefully not to get doubles, just to collect it. And yeah, I
That's
mean,
so
I love the
cool.
older stuff because they're not just, they're not in packs of cards. They're just randomly, find them in the weirdest places.
Yeah, I think that's like what drew me back into the hobby too, is like, I mean, I started collecting with stickers. Like, I remember going to the corner store with like my buddies and go to like the Galleria Mall on the weekends to
Oh,
try to
yes,
like
I
fill
remember those
my
days.
sticker book. And like, it started off with just tournaments, and that's kind of like what we did every 2 years. And it just like it was all about collecting full sets. It was all about like collecting the guys you like. You didn't like really even care. It's like, is this rookie? Like, oh, it's not a rookie, I'm gonna throw this in the garbage or anything. It was just kind of like a cool thing to have of like your favorite player. And again, like, it was just a kind of about the memory. Like, I remember completing the 2008 book. I remember completing the 2006 book. Like, 2010, like I remember like where I was, who my friends were. I remember getting the last sticker. Like, these are all memories that, and it, the new market is just not quite really like that. It's all about like, hit something big, make money, and hopefully eventually buy something you really like. I think like that's the idea, is that like, and it's not to say that I don't participate in ultra modern stuff, because I do, because I mean, a lot of the stuff that I want is like, it's expensive as hell. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm ever gonna get a PSA 10 Ronaldo Mega Cracks, like, I mean, you need like a
It's
hundred
a
thousand
dream.
plus. Like, so you gotta find a way. And so for me, it's like, okay, well, like, let's play around in these waters. But like, none of this stuff I want to own forever. It's all, and I don't know how many people are buying stuff right now that like they're gonna own forever. So it's really cool and refreshing, actually, to have a conversation with someone who all the stuff you're buying is like stuff you.
Yeah, I mean, just the other day too. In Portugal, they had your Portuguese beer. They had a sticker on the top. You'd have to peel it, but again, it would be damped and wet and whatnot. But there was a collector who had all the sticker tabs from Portugal. With the history of Portugal soccer, and it's just the coolest, weirdest places you would find anything that had to do with soccer. I mean, there was you'd go to Portugal as well, you buy ice cream, and there would be little pogs or little square pieces of Ronaldo's in there and whatnot. It's just, again, the hobby now, everybody just wants to pull that one of one card, and don't care about the base cards and whatnot. And back then, of course, you would want to fill up the whole binder of the whole collection of the whole set there, but just it I just love the old stuff. It's just so hard to find, and when you do, again, physics, you win the lottery just finding the rarest stuff from rarest places.
I'm here for it too, man. If anyone is selling Ronaldo stuff, or Portugal stuff, anything from the 2016 Euro. Maybe they have gold prisms numbered, serial numbered one. Where can they find you? Where can they consume some of your content? Where can they, hit you up if they have anything?
Yeah, so they can follow me on Instagram, Inacio Collections, or also have a link there, which is inaciocollections.com. I've been, when I have some free time, I'll upload cards. I mean, like I said, I can be here forever. The amount of stuff I have, and I just try to, show off to other collectors what's there, what's around, and maybe bring back some memories for other people when they were younger. Like, oh man, I remember having this card. I remember having this, piece of sticker from, from a chocolate bar or an ice cream or anything like that, which is pretty cool. Which again, it's all about memories. Same thing with the 2016. You buy stuff just because it was that special moment for us Portuguese people to have.
I love that, man. I really appreciate you taking the time to jump on here today.
Thank you.
Guys, if you haven't already, go follow Ignacio Collection. It's Ignacio, for those of you who aren't Portuguese, on Instagram. Check it out. The website looks unreal. Rick, thank you so much for jumping on here, man.
Thank you. I just want to say thanks again for, doing, taking time of your busy schedule to do this. Also, doing what you're doing on Instagram with all the posts, having the hobby up to date on what's new, what's going on in the hobby. So, it's people like yourself that makes the hobby very fun.
Appreciate
Thank
you,
you.
man. Appreciate
Thank
you.
you.
Team, hope you have enjoyed the rest of your day. Thank you so much, Rick. Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Take care, everybody. Coach
Thank
Go
you.
and Rick are out of here.
Take
Peace.
care, guys. Thank you.